Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is April 1, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Gabil, AirPay integrate Alipay and WeChat. EMVCO boosts domestic payment systems with terminal integration testing framework. China's Pinduoduo receives US$1.1 billion in share placement. Astound Commerce, Blue Snap unveil payments platform. Dia, Carrefour, Morrisons reveal new approaches to sell groceries online. Reuters, Alibaba might buy at least 10% stake in Chinese courier Yunda. Wirecard reveals innovation for now to help struggling retailers trade online. Health and beauty e-commerce sales are on the rise, Forter analysis. E-commerce rose 25% in the U.S. Adobe Analytics report. B2B fintech accelerates product rollouts to support SMBs. Inventory strategy drives the rise of micro-warehousing. Now let's get started. Gabil, AirPay integrate Alipay and WeChat. Australia-based Gabil, a fraud detection and payment automation company, and AirPay, a China-based mobile payment company, have integrated Alipay and WeChat payment functionality into a media platform called Today Australia. The integration will allow users to make payments via a feature called ToPay, which comes with the Chinese media app. Gabil will be enabling the app's payments functionality as part of the company's growth into the broader fintech sector, particularly in connecting global capital markets with secure payments channels. Gabil uses AI automation to obtain financial data from invoices and checks in order to check for and prevent potentially fraudulent activity. EMVCO boosts domestic payment systems with terminal integration testing framework. EMVCO has been encouraging domestic payment systems and other similar entities to use its new EMV terminal integration testing framework. This framework aims to reduce the time needed to get new and updated acceptance terminals live and operational. The global technical body has rolled out its new Level 3 L3 Participant System Identifier (SSI) service. This allows domestic payment systems to include their own terminal integration testing requirements using an EMVCO pre-assigned identifier in an EMVCO qualified test tool, alongside those of the international payment systems, providing full testing synergy, according to the official press release. These tools can then be used to automate the selection and execution of applicable tests that confirm the integration of a new or upgraded hardware and/or software EMV payment or cash dispensing terminal with any merchant or bank system. This process supports end-to-end transaction acceptance testing before use. China's Pinduoduo receives US$1.1 billion in share placement. Pinduoduo, a Chinese e-commerce company, has raised US$1.1 billion in a private share placement, bolstering its ability to finance growth, despite recent market volatility. The company plans to use the proceeds to help finance growth, upgrade users' shopping experience and offer more subsidized products. It looks to close the transaction in early April 2020. Pinduoduo, which competes with Alibaba and JD.com, offers discounts on products ranging from electronics to groceries but is under pressure as established players look to muscle in on its rural stronghold. Nasdaq-listed Pinduoduo has secured several long-term investors including Chinese private equity firms Hillhouse Capital and Boyu Capital for the deal, two sources said for Reuters. The move comes just 6 months after Pinduoduo raised US$1 billion in a convertible bond. In February 2019, it also raised US$1 billion from a follow-on offering. The recent market turmoil is widely expected to lift the need for already listed companies to sell more shares and raise fresh capital to weather the economic downturn. Astound Commerce, Blue Snap unveil payments platform. Astound Commerce has partnered with Blue Snap to launch an all-in-one payment platform integrated with Salesforce Commerce Cloud, enabling customers to increase sales and reduce costs. The all-in-one payments platform includes a gateway solution, merchant account, and advanced features to boost one's bottom line. Both companies' common vision is to enable experience-led connected digital commerce ecosystems for their clients. The new Commerce Cloud cartridge developed by Astound Commerce for Blue Snap provides merchants with faster integration into Commerce Cloud. As part of the partnership, they will combine forces on product sales opportunities, marketing, business planning, and strategy. BlueSnap's payment solution incorporates the ability to connect providers to over 30 global banks to facilitate authorization rates, and optimize global conversions by offering 100 shopper currencies, payment types and e-wallets, together with 17 payout currencies. To combat the rise in fraud and chargeback, the platform has built tools and solutions to comply with global regulations and taxes. Dia, Carrefour, Morrisons reveal new approaches to sell groceries online. European grocers have found new channels and formats to reach customers as they are inundated with orders amidst the coronavirus pandemic. In France, Carrefour has launched a new essentials delivery service in the Paris area, called Les Essentials Carrefour. The baskets are set at a maximum price of €5 per day per person and consist of basic foodstuffs such as rice, pasta, and milk. There are also larger weekly subscription boxes available. In Spain, supermarket group Dia is partnering with on-demand shopping app Glovo and converting its stores to warehouses. The company has now converted 11 of its stores into areas for preparing online orders and hired an additional 1,000 people as pickers and delivery drivers. In addition, Dia is working with Glovo to add a new channel for distributing orders. The service will be available either through Dia's site or Glovo's app. In the UK, Morrisons has teamed up with DPD to ship a food box offering £30 worth of basic, everyday groceries with a £5 delivery charge and next-day delivery available at no extra cost. Customers can order 2 boxes per order. Reuters, Alibaba might buy at least 10% stake in Chinese courier Yunda. Alibaba is looking to buy the stake from Yunda's controlling shareholders who own 52.19% of Yunda through their wholly owned company Shanghai Luo GSC Investment Management, according to Reuters sources. At the current market price, the stake would be worth at least US$790 million. Furthermore, Alibaba, China's dominant e-commerce company, could go beyond 10% and buy up to 15% of Shenzhen-listed Yunda. Alibaba has already bought a small stake in Yunda, which is below threshold for disclosure, said two other people with knowledge of the matter. Shanghai-based Yunda, which went public through a backdoor listing in 2016, is one of several couriers that work with Alibaba under Kanyao, the e-commerce company's logistics division launched in 2013. Still, both Alibaba and Yunda declined to comment, respond to a request for comment. In 2019, domestic delivery companies dispatched 63 billion parcels, up 24% from 2018, while revenue grew 23% year-on-year to US$104.95 billion, data from the State Post Bureau showed in January 2020. But many companies are under pressure to boost logistics infrastructure and upgrade services to maintain market share as online retail continues to grow and amid continued price competition. Thus, the move would mark another step forward in Alibaba's efforts to gain a bigger say in China's fragmented but fast-growing express delivery industry. Wirecard reveals innovation for now to help struggling retailers trade online. Global innovation company for digital financial technology Wirecard has announced it is launching an initiative to support businesses of all sizes and industries. Together with Future.io, Wirecard is launching the Innovation for Now platform where merchants can find assistance packages from leading companies like SAP and Wirecard. The aim of the initiative is to bundle the offerings of all major tech companies in Germany and make them more easily accessible to merchants affected by COVID-19. Via the online platform Innovation for Now, companies can exchange information, learn about assistance packages, and collectively find ways to innovatively adapt their business models to the COVID-19 crisis. The platform is part of the initiative under the same name. The initiative includes discounted or free use of digital payment solutions, and a rapid product integration. Part of the offering is the Pay by Link solution at no cost, which enables every merchant to receive digital payments in real time, even without an online shop. Moreover, the company's checkout portal allows merchants to offer customers secure payment via a wide range of payment methods. Also, small retailers in Germany and Austria can make use of the SUPR shop solution. As part of the Wirecard initiative, merchants can use SUPR free of charge for the first 6 months. In addition, Wirecard offers merchants who rely on face-to-face interactions the use of a smart POS terminal. Health and beauty e-commerce sales are on the rise, Forter analysis. A data analysis from Forter has revealed that e-commerce sales in the health and beauty industry have outstripped other categories. According to an analysis of data from Forter's Global Merchant Network, which covers more than 100 global businesses and $150 billion US in global commerce transactions, customers with more time to fill at home bought up to 50-100% more in purchase volume on beauty and skincare in the week beginning the 22nd of March 2020. This was matched by a 30% decrease in physical goods purchases, as coronavirus restrictions forced non-essential retailers to close their doors. The data also indicated a 30% drop in sales in physical goods related to the apparel and accessories industry. However, as consumers switch their habits to comply with government restrictions on daily exercise, items such as shoes and footwear are becoming more popular, with retailers able to offer promotions periods seeing an uptick in sales, and some seeing as many 3 times the normal rate of transactions. Furthermore, the increase in online shopping activity has had a major impact on demand for food, beverage, and delivery services. The data showed a 100% spike in site traffic to businesses within these industries, coupled with a 150% increase in online purchases as shoppers look to buy and stock up on groceries via online grocery platforms. The desire to stock up on essentials has also driven a 20% increase in average order value. E-commerce rose 25% in the U.S. Adobe Analytics report. A study from Adobe Analytics has revealed that e-commerce in the U.S. rose 25% from March 13 to March 15, compared to the period from March 1 to March 11. Average daily online sales for groceries, for example, doubled by the middle of March compared with the start of the month, the study shows. Using a longer view, grocery spending now represents 8% of overall e-commerce, up from 6% 3 years ago. While online commerce was already making steady inroads in retail's market share, the pandemic, which has shut down brick-and-mortar retail, has created a forcing function that's pushing consumers online for all of their needs, said Vivek Pandya, lead analyst for Adobe Digital Insights. The buy online pickup in store, BOPIS, option saw a 62% surge in the February 24 to March 21 period compared with a year earlier. Orders for computers have surged as well, with the daily average increasing 40% from March 11 to 25 compared with the preceding 10-day period. At-home fitness gear like dumbbells, stationary bikes and treadmills saw a 55% boost in sales in the March 11 to 15 period when compared with the first 10 days of the month. The flip side to these increases is that apparel is struggling to gain traction, a worrying sign for retailers that have been forced to close their stores as growing numbers of non-essential businesses across the U.S. pause their operations. An average online apparel store has seen a 13% drop in sales in the March 12 to 25 period, compared with the preceding weeks, according to Adobe Analytics. B2B FinTech accelerates product rollouts to support SMBs. Small to medium-sized businesses, SMBs, are struggling to stay afloat. A new survey from Alignable via its weekly Pulse poll found that more than one-third of SMBs said they are struggling to keep their doors open and have less than 1 month before they run out of cash. An additional 30% said they're not far behind. The answer to this problem has to be more than the federal government offering low-interest loans to business owners, Alignable co-founder and CEO Eric Groves said in a statement. The B2B fintech ecosystem seems to agree. This week's roundup of the latest in coronavirus relief efforts explores the new products and services that technology companies have brought to market at lightning speed in an effort to aid SMBs. Although connecting SMBs to capital is essential, it's not the only challenge that B2B fintechs are tackling with their newest offerings. Thomas connects medical buyers, suppliers. Product and supplier sourcing solution provider Thomas has announced the launch of its Coronavirus Resource Hub for Manufacturing, a platform designed to facilitate buyer-supplier connections as organizations are challenged to readjust their supply chains. The platform is geared toward manufacturing organizations able to offer personal protective equipment and medical supplies, allowing suppliers and buyers of these materials to sign onto the platform for free. Bring debuts SMB delivery service. Delivery management platform Bring launched a new solution for SMBs to launch their own delivery operations and manage logistics. Dubbed Bring Now, the last-mile delivery technology was brought to market ahead of schedule in an effort to support SMBs in markets like the grocery and restaurant sector struggling to initiate delivery services to fuel revenues and keep up with customer demand. PayCargo enables freight communication. Also targeting supply chain volatility is PayCargo, a company that facilitates payments between payers like forwarders to vendors like airlines. In response to a surge in supply chain disruption and dramatic changes to organizations' shipping business models, PayCargo recently announced a communication feature designed to seamlessly connect vendors and payers to quickly and securely facilitate transport and delivery of goods through the supply chain. Linked Finance launches new SMB loan. With access to capital critical to the survival of SMBs, Ireland-based peer-to-peer lending platform Linked Finance has added a new loan product to its offering. Its Deferred Start Loan connects SMBs affected by the coronavirus to funding with the first 3 months free of interest or capital repayment. NYMB US, Biz2 Credit Link Banks to SBA Loan Processing. While many lending technology firms are targeting SMBs with financing products directly, banking technology provider NYMB US has debuted a new technology for banks to more seamlessly process Small Business Administration (SBA) paycheck protection loans as part of the CARES Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. The legislation's Paycheck Protection Program allows SMBs to access cash flow support to continue paying employees. NYMB US new Smart Lenders program allows SMBs to apply for such funding, while enabling banks to accelerate processing of those loans. A similar service was recently introduced by Biz2 Credit, which announced its Biz2X Accelerate SBA. The platform targets banks and credit unions to manage a surge in SBA loan applications and inquiries, enabling lenders to streamline SBA loan processing. Optimum Finance eyes accountants for SMB finance. In addition to targeting lenders with SMB lending solutions, another route to connect SMBs to much-needed capital is to target their accountants. In the UK, Optimum Finance debuted a suite of services designed to help accountants and commercial funding brokers connect their own SMB clients to invoice financing, streamlining the search process through API-powered data integrations. NAV creates SBA loan calculator. In an effort to help SMBs understand their eligibility for an SBA loan, NAV has announced its CARES Act SBA Loan Calculator. The technology allows SMBs to answer three simple questions to determine whether they would be eligible to obtain an SBA loan under the Paycheck Protection Program. Advocus Intro Service to connect SMBs to advisors. Beyond access to capital, another way to provide financial support to SMBs is to connect them with financial advisors. That's the basis of Advocus' new service, Advocus Connect, designed for Canadian SMBs, which can enter their contact information to be paired with an advisor within 2 business days. Inventory strategy drives the rise of micro-warehousing. Supply chain volatility has thrown a wrench in many organizations' procurement strategies as buyers and suppliers struggle to connect and move goods where and when they're needed. While e-procurement and vendor management technologies can help ease the friction, B2B trade doesn't begin with the purchase order. Rather, knowing what needs to be purchased begins with understanding what's already in stock, making inventory management a growing priority both for buy-side organizations and the vendors that supply them. In recent years, inventory management has embraced a digitization revolution, with businesses facing growing market pressures as a result of Amazon-fueled elevations in commerce and logistics demands. The coronavirus pandemic has accelerated much of this innovation, according to Without Wire owner Travis Smith and newly appointed CEO Jim Peterson. In a recent conversation with PYMNTS, Smith and Peterson explored the biggest shifts in the B2B trade ecosystem's inventory management strategies over the years and how the global pandemic will likely introduce additional, dramatic changes in inventory strategy for the years ahead. Beyond the warehouse. According to Smith, one of the most drastic changes in organizations' inventory management strategies is the movement beyond straightforward warehouse management technologies, driven by the fact that inventory is no longer consolidated within the warehouse. The warehouse management system, WMS, has really focused on inventory of the four walls of a facility, he said, adding that today, WMS is only a subset of the broader inventory management ecosystem. Businesses are thinking more broadly about not what's just in their four walls, but also, what's on vehicles and trucks, what's out for delivery, what's in their manufacturing partner sites. The demand for a real-time, holistic view into inventory across locations is largely driven by disruption from Amazon, he noted. That trend has highlighted the role of inventory management in processes across an organization, from meeting end customers' growing demands for faster delivery and product availability, to B2B commerce's drive toward faster, digital procurement. With inventory management impacting customer experience, buyer-supplier relationships, procurement strategies and revenue, organizations are also finding opportunity in embracing digitization and a cloud-fueled ecosystem. Smith noted that this shift has emerged as more businesses seek data analytics and business intelligence capabilities within their inventory management operations. Business intelligence is growing quickly in this space, he said. Things like artificial intelligence, being able to leverage reams of data being produced by warehouse operations, offers the ability to, for example, build efficiencies, meet demands for growing volumes, figure out where the bottlenecks are in the process, and that really does help companies to flourish with a more modern approach. The rise of micro-inventory. Digitization and data analytics are all well and good, but physical inventory can only move so far, so quickly. In today's period of disruption, organizations are increasingly facing the need to make emergency purchases on inventory to keep pace with demand. An electronic inventory management ecosystem can certainly support the ability for buyers and suppliers to more efficiently connect, but when an organization stores inventory in a centralized warehouse, a buyer won't be able to obtain goods as quickly as it needs. Both Smith and Peterson highlighted the rise of micro-fulfillment and micro-inventory, a trend they said is growing rapidly. This micro-warehousing concept will see more people open their eyes to, I don't have to manufacture everything, I can have my supply chain be much more diverse than the four walls of my warehouse, said Peterson. What we're seeing more of now is businesses storing products at their customer sites, added Smith. They set up contracts with their customers to store any additional inventory, and they can send a request for fulfillment and send it out. It's an emerging business model that can enable vendors to become more agile in not only managing their inventory, but also dispersing it to organizations that need it quickly. And according to Smith, this practice will likely stick around after the market emerges from the pandemic. He offered the timely example of coronavirus tests. Managing a network of dispersed inventory locations that can easily be created or dismantled offers an agility in fulfillment that simply isn't possible when goods remain in a single warehouse. Driving efficiency. While the physical proliferation of inventory can support accelerated B2B trade, the strategy comes with its own set of challenges, including the management of goods across multiple locations. As a result, tools and trends that emerged in inventory management well before the coronavirus crisis will become even more critical to enabling efficiency. Smith highlighted the role of electronic data interchange (EDI) as one key technology that will be crucial to enabling buyers and suppliers to seamlessly connect and exchange information about product requests, inventory level assessments, purchase orders and more. Outsourcing to third-party logistics 3P leaders providers is another trend likely to accelerate, he said, as organizations seek outside expertise to help consolidate inventory management operations. There will also be opportunities for technology providers to introduce industry-specific functionality into their offerings, with different sectors like healthcare and food and beverage in need of inventory management platforms that support everything from product temperature management to quality compliance. Overall, while the coronavirus has placed a mountain of pressure on B2B supply chains, Peterson said organizations are taking this time to act on long-standing desires to optimize inventory strategy. People are not just reacting in fear, he said. I see people looking for systems to help improve operations not just for today, but for after we come out of this. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.